I think what you're saying now, I was saying to my roommate yesterday, just talking about all of these situations and the narratives around young people and where we think we're going to go. And like you said, people need hope. And I think a lot of that hope is turning into revenge, really. They want revenge, and they're out for vengeance. And any time someone is out for revenge, whether it's the narratives around reparations or our ancestors or how we're all slighted, corporations are working against us, doesn't matter what it is. If you go out there miserable every day and think your life's terrible and it's never going to improve because of these structures, then it won't. You have to be positive. You have to have a good outlook, and you have to want peace. Anyone who wants revenge and is that upset with their own situation, I mean, that's a big reason why I think we're at this point in time.
You're 100% right. And as a, you know, as a person who grew up in this country, as a black man who said to themselves that I wasn't going to let anything or everyone in the world be the product of my success and or failure, for that matter. If we can get back to that, we start telling our young people, especially those in what we call marginalized communities, if we can get back to that, we may see a complete shift in the way that these kids grow up.